Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyanibingelela nonke ngasemakhaya. Siqhubeka ngokufunda iBhayibheli. Sifunda ukubana uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi senzeni empilweni le asinike yona. Isihloko sanamhlanje sithi sona ukwahlulela kwakhe. Ukwahlulela kwakhe. Indinyana yethu ilokhe simise khona lapho kusambulo ichapter ngeka 14. Ichapter ngeka 14 ku verses ezithi 6 no 7. IBhayibheli lithi ngasengibona enye ingilosi indiza emkhathini wezulu inevangeli eliphakade ilishumayela kwabahlezi emhlabeni nakuzo zonke izizwe nemindeni nezilimi nabantu isho ngezwi elikhulu ithi mesabeni uJehova nimnike inkazimulo ngokuba ihora lokwahlulela kwakhe selifikile nikhuleke kuye owenza izulu nomhlaba nolwandle nemithombo yamanzi. Singakaqhubekeli phambili sizacela uNkulunkulu ukubana asithungamele ukuze sizwisise ukubana uthini maye ethi sikhonze yena owenza izulu lomhlaba nemithombo yamanzi. Asikhulekeni sicele uNkulunkulu. Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi osinike sona ukubana sifunde izwi lakho. Kodwa asinakho ukuthi sinizwisise ma ungasifundisanga wena. Wathembisa Nkosi yethu ukuthi ukhona umoya oyingcwele ozamthumela ukubana asivule ingqondo, asithungamele, asiqondise, asifundise. Siyamcela namhlanje ukubana asifundise ilizwi lakho silizwisise ngendlela ofuna silizwisise ngalo. Ngalo ngegama lika Jesu Kristu Inkosi yethu. Siyabonga. Amen. Igama lami nguJimmy Dube. Siyaqhubeka njalo ngesifundo esingaphansi kwesihloko esithi ukwahlulela kwakhe. Sifundile iBhayibheli ithi yona ukwahlulela kwakhe, ihora lokwahlulela kwakhe selifikile. Njalo sike sabhekisisa ukubana kufanele ukubana sahlulelwe ngoba akusimuntu wonke ongenelisa ukuyofika enkantolo. Akusiye wonke umuntu ongenelisa ukubana ayedinga ummeli, abathi ngesiNgisi i-lawyer kumbe i-advocate. Abantu kaba bafuna izimali eziningi laba bantu, kodwa ukhona ummeli ongenayo, ongayifuniyo imali, ofuna size ngoba usenzele indaba ezinhle lapho athi izani kimi nonke enikhathele ngizolinika ukuphumula. Asibhekeni ukubana abaseKorinte bathini, incwadi yabaseKorinte ithini, abaseKorinte besibili chapter 5 iverse ngelika 10 ithi yona incwadi, ngokuba thina sonke simelwe ukubonakaliswa phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela sikaKristu, ukuze yilowo nalowo amukele njengalokho akwenzile esemzimbeni, noma okuhle noma okubi. Sike saxoxisana ngendaba yokuthi kukhona okubi okwenzakalayo emhlabeni. Ukhona ugogo obanjwe wathathelwa imali yakhe. Ukhona umkhulu ophathelwe into zakhe, impahla yakhe wayithathelwa. Ukhona udadewethu ohlukumeziweyo, ehlukunyezwa ngumyeni wakhe. Ukhona omunye othathelwe iselfoni yakhe, isibhamu sikhonjelwe kuye. Bonke abantu abahlukumezileyo ayisibo bonke abenelisa ukuthi bahambe enkantolo. Noma bangazi babahambise baboshwe labo abenze okubi, if cellphone akungeke uphinde uyithole. Imali ayithetheyo awungeke uphinde uyithole. Uyobhadla ejele kuphela, kodwa wena awusoze uthole umvuzo wakho. awusoze umthole awusoze usithole isihlobo sakho esibulewe umulo umuntu osebhadle ejele ngakho uNkulunkulu still uyabhekisisa ukuthi kumele kube khona ukwahlulela okuza kwenza ukuthi wonke umuntu athole umvuzo omfaneleyo ngakho akwenzileyo emhlabeni ngomzimba wakhe angaza abe nitsotsi utsotsi uzokuma phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu angaze abe ngumfundisi umfundisi uzokuma phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu uzokwahlulela munye namunye akula nto efihliweyo ngitsho naye efihliweyo engasoze idlule ngaphansi kokwahlulela kukaNkulunkulu nginifunde kanjalo leli verse esisanda ukulifunda ngokuthi thina sonke simelwe ukubonakaliswa phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela sikaKristu ukuze yilowo nalowo amukele njengalokho akwenzileyo emsemzimbeni noma okuhle noma okubi. Now, siyananzelela sibona ukuthi ngenxa yokuhlukumezeka okukhona emhlabeni, ngenxa yobudlwangudlwangu obukhona emhlabeni, amaphoyisa abenkantolo abenelisi ukuthi bakuqede lokho yikho uNkulunkulu ezokufaka athi yena now mina ngizofaka umuntu ngamunye ngamunye enkantolo owenze okuhle uzokunikezwa umvuzo omfanele owenze okubi uzomnikeza umvuzo omfanele asibhekele njalo incwadi eka Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes i umshumayeli. Umshumayeli chapter ngeka 12. Umshumayeli i chapter ngeka 12. Sizokuya khona umshumayeli i chapter ngeka 12. Ithi ngivule la. And sifunde i verses esika 13 no 14. Ithi yona naku ukuphela kwendaba lapho sekuzwakele konke mesabe uNkulunkulu ugcine imiyalo yakhe ngokuba lokho kungokwabantu bonke ngokuba uNkulunkulu uyakuyisa nokuyisa yonke imisebenzi ekwahluleleni kanye nakho konke okufihliweyo noma kuhle noma kubi phambi kaNkulunkulu akunalutho onufihliweyo akunalutho olufihlekileyo konke esikwenzayo iBhayibheli iyasibonisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokuthi make us to account ngokuthi konke esikwenzayo sizokuthi siziphendulele ukubana sikwenze njani kutheni kwenze njani uNkulunkulu uzofuna ukuthi umuntu wonke azokusho ukuthi impilo yakhe uyiphathe kanjani kulo umhlaba sizakuthi siye kwenza sifunde njalo kuzenzo kuzenzo chapter ichapter ngu17 chapter ngu17 sifunde iverse ngelika 30 sisiyafika ku32 sizokufunda izenzo sizwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini uNkulunkulu akazigwenxe bantu bakaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu konke akushoyo kuzokwenzeka njengoba ekhulumile akukho okuzokudlula eceleni ngoba mina ngizamile ukuthi ngimcashele akula lutho ocashele uNkulunkulu singakhohlwa ukuthi iBhayibheli ithe kumbe ngenze okubi kumbe ngenze okuhle konke kuzokuma phambi kwesihlalo sikaNkulunkulu asibeneni lethemba lokuthi lapho esihlukumezeke khona labo abasithatheleyo lapho abasithatheleyo lokho abasithathele khona uNkulunkulu lokho ethi ngizohlangana labo mase sikwesikhathi sokwahlulela asifundeni izenzo ngu17 sizoqala ukufunda kuvesi ngelika 30 ithi ngokuba isikhathi sokungazi wasithalalisa uNkulunkulu kodwa kalokhu umemezela kubantu bonke kubo bonke abantu ezindaweni zonke ukuba baphenduke njengoba umise usuku aza kwahlulela ngalo izizwe ngokulunga ngomuntu amisele lokho enika bonke ithemba ngokumvusa kwabafileyo. UNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngomeli oyedwa, singayifunda kuCorinth, sifunde kuzenzo, kodwa kune one theme, kunomeli osimeleyo, ozosimela. Umeli akana akadingi mali, umeli akadingi lutho kithi, udinga ukuthi simvume, simamukele, sim engage njengomeli wethu, nguJesu Kristu kuphela, owazalwa ezalelwa ukubana azothola azosinika usindiso phakathi kwenhlupheko lokuhlukumezeka lokhu esinakho. UNkulunkulu bantu uyamemeza namhlanje uthi nangu umeli engimfake phambi kwenu onguJesu Kristu, nimamukele, nimamukele ngoba isikhathi sokukwahlulela kwami sesifikile ukuze nginike lo nalowo akwenzile emzimbeni wakhe, kungabe kuhle kungabe kubi. UNkulunkulu uyamemeza uthi ihora lokwahlulela selifikile, asimkhonzeni yena owadala izulu nomhlaba namanzi nakho konke okusemhlabeni. UNkulunkulu bantu bakaNkulunkulu uyamemeza namhlanje, ungaba nombuzo ngesifundo lesi esibe naso, ma ube nombuzo ngakucela ukubana ushayele usende iWhatsApp kunumber ethi +27 83 269 2472. Inumber ithi +27 83 269 2472. Singakavali lolu hlelo lwesifundo sethu sanamhlanje, ngizacela ukubana sibonge uNkulunkulu ngesipho asinike sona esinguJesu Kristu ovume ukubana abe ngummeli wethu. Asikhulekeni sithandazeni. Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngesipho esinguJesu Kristu. Namhlanje uyamemeza uthi sikwesabe Jehova ngoba ihora lokukwahlulela kwakho selifikile. Siyancenga uNkulunkulu wethu phambi kobuso bakho, sinike inhliziyo ezithambileyo ezifuna Nkosi ukubana zamukele uJesu Kristu ukubana abe ngummeli wethu. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngalesi sipho ngegama lika Jesu Kristu wasifelayo. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.